Alright folks, welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. Your daily dose of 5 minutes to supercharge your thinking and get that creative juice flowing. Today's topic is something we all need a little more of. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of self-criticism? Like your inner voice is a relentless drill sergeant barking orders instead of offering support? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can change that tune. Listen, we live in a world that glorifies hustle, productivity, and always pushing harder. It's easy to get caught up in that race and forget to show ourselves a little kindness along the way. But here's the truth. Self-compassion isn't just some feel-good mantra, it's a superpower. It's about being your own best friend, offering yourself the same understanding and support you'd give a loved one who's struggling. So how do we cultivate this inner cheerleader? Buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First off, recognize that everyone messes up. You know that feeling when you totally bomb a presentation or trip over your words in front of your crush? It happens to the best of us. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge that it's okay to make mistakes. They are learning opportunities, plain and simple. Think of it like this. Would you yell at a friend for tripping? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Second, practice mindful self-talk. Pay attention to the words you use when you talk to yourself. Are they kind, encouraging, and supportive? Or are they negative, critical, and judgmental? Make a conscious effort to replace those harsh thoughts with kinder, more compassionate ones. You deserve it. Third, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to focus on what's missing or what's going wrong. But taking a moment to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a supportive friend. Fourth, engage in self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about taking intentional steps to nourish your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, exercise regularly, and make time for activities that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. And finally, remember that you are worthy of love and compassion. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. You deserve to be treated with kindness and respect, starting with yourself. Let go of any limiting beliefs or self-doubt that hold you back from embracing your full potential. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work, presenting an important idea. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweaty, and you stumble over a few words. Suddenly, you feel that familiar wave of self-criticism washing over you. I messed up, I'm so incompetent. But then, you remember something from today's episode. Everyone messes up, it's okay to make mistakes, and you deserve some compassion. You take a deep breath, smile at your audience, and say, let me rephrase that. You continue with your presentation, feeling more confident and grounded because you treated yourself with kindness instead of harsh judgment. See, self-compassion isn't about being perfect or ignoring your flaws. It's about acknowledging them with understanding, learning from them, and moving forward with grace. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We all stumble, we all fall, but the key is to learn how to pick ourselves up with kindness and support. So what will you do differently today? Will you practice mindful self-talk? Will you write down 3 things you're grateful for? Remember, small steps lead to big changes. Embrace this journey of self-compassion, one kind thought at a time. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep brainstorming and keep boosting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.